Okay, good stuff. All right, well, we'll finish now with a few practical pointers in terms of, I guess, the who questions, really, at this stage, and talk a little bit about some roles that have emerged and shifted a bit. One thing that someone asked me was, what's the big difference between the zones as we've known them and what we're talking about now? Because I've just used the word zone and zone leader without sort of changing the name. We've said, or should we change the name? And I thought, let's not bother, let's stick with the name. But on one level, the only difference you could say is that we won't be saying, please all have a zone meeting, regular zone meeting. That's a big difference. I suppose the other difference is more kind of subtle, in that I kind of implied it in the first session, but I'll say it a little bit more explicitly. The way that zones have functioned is as, you could say, primarily a pastoral structure. What we're saying now is that the zone leaders will have a missional role primarily. Now, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't be pastoral people and concerned for everybody. But the way we're trying to structure it is that the zone leader should feel, whoever he or she is, that they are giving themselves to a piece of the mission of the church and serving a service with mission. And that the kind of the pastoral load of the small groups that they oversee and that they lead into mission is not resting on them only. They don't carry that. They're not thinking, well, I'm here to be the pastor, the sort of the strong pastor carrying all of these people. That's why we have a pastoral team. That's why we have elders standing by saying that we're covering this, we're looking after you, we're going to make sure that this zone is not badly cared for as much as we can. And that's the way we want the responsibilities to be kind of shared. So it'll be a little bit more like we're looking for zone leaders to say, okay, we want to take a lead with mission, and the pastoral stuff is being taken care of through the eldership structure. That's the key difference. So I hope that makes some sense. So just to talk about some people, I'm going to name some folks who we have chatted with before this meeting, and I've tried to learn from various mistakes from the past, recent past, I'm afraid. So we wanted to go through a few people and talk about what their roles are. I've not put this in print or put it on slides for one main reason, and that is that this is current stuff. Okay, this is just this. When you put things in print, it just adds to the sense of, you know, this is the Ten Commandments, this is written in stone, it's the final word, and you know, this is how it will be until the second coming. It's never like that. It's always a thing that we're doing while we're in the season we're in. These are people who we want to encourage to lead and to keep leading, and in many cases, I'm sure, to go on leading more and more things. But there'll be many of you in this room who will also be doing the same thing, probably within time. And so I think to help you to see the flexibility, I didn't want to put it into a kind of too official a shape at this stage. So see it as in those flexible terms. To talk about the morning first, we'll have various zones that, as we say, fit kind of geographically into the morning. But we've asked, let me start by saying that we've asked Johan and Amy Phillips to start picking up one of the zones, basically to pick up the kind of central morning, central Brighton for the morning service zone. And announcement will beg a question: what about David and Anna Brading? Some of you are thinking, what about the Bradings? Didn't David and Anna lead that, and what's their role? Actually, David and Anna's situation is different in the sense that they're at a stage where they're putting down zone leadership. Because we've actually been talking to them about picking up a different role and their development into the next stage of leadership for them, we're nowhere near the point where we can announce anything about that. And it's very much a kind of process, so I have to be a bit mysterious about it. But I want you to know that we're kind of looking to see what God will do next with them. And because of that, they're saying, okay, the season we're in, while we make big decisions, while we step forward, let's put zone leadership down. One of the reasons we're asking them to do this new stage is because they've done such a good job of leading a zone. So yeah. So I think David will make a very good pope, and we're very, very excited about that. In fact, Anna will make an even better pope. So I just think, yeah, actually, Anna as pope, Anna braiding the pope, that's good. So yeah, very, very, a bit mysterious, but exciting. So, Johan and Amy. Yeah. You show your face back in Brighton, we put you to work. That's how it happened. Okay, with the Round Hill Zone has been led by Toby Ford Weston, Toby and Nina. They've again done a truly fantastic job. We could easily, you know, applaud them for just as long. But I you can hold your applause, because I'd like to announce something new about them. We've actually asked Toby, for various reasons, thinking it through, talking it back and forth as leaders and as elders, and trying to make the right move. From their point of view, we've asked them to pick up responsibility for the youth in the morning and the evening for this site. So that's a big step for them, and they're up for it. We talked to them about it a couple of weeks back, and it's a bit of a short season to turn it around, but they've been talking about it, praying about it, and got back to us saying, we're up for it. We really want to do it. So big change for Roundhill again, big change for some small groups, big change for that zone, big change for them, but hugely important for us as we move forward. This site should have pumping youth work. This site should have hundreds of young people. And we're praying for loads of teenagers, 11 to 14s in the morning, 15 to 18s in the evening, you know, roughly. That kind of demographic spread. And they've agreed to say, look, we want to help make this place a place where young people from those kind of age groups come and come excited to meet with God. So excited. I'm really excited about that. And where are they? Are they here? Oh, they're not. Okay, they've backslidden. They don't really want to do it at all. They took one look at the idea and ran to Ascot. Are they really at Ascot? Gambling. Outrageous. I can see Nina in one of those huge hats, though. Yeah. Cool. Okay, so no clap for them. Tom and Claire Oakden are leading the charge with Kemptown. So do clap them, because they're here. Okay. Come up there. Brilliant. So again, could go on about them, but it's a small zone at the moment. It's just a couple of small groups, but loads of vision, loads of strong leadership. They're full of faith. They've done a brilliant job reaching out to that part of the city. This whole Kemptown Carnival thing a couple of weeks ago, phenomenal impact. Really brilliant. I know Tom's heart. I've heard him talk about his vision for the area, and he's just going for it. And we need to get behind him and trust God for a lot of people to come through there. Becky and Paul Flanagan, North Brighton. North Brighton, sort of five ways. Those have been two zones connecting again to become one for this season. Paul and Becky are definitely here, so I'd love to applaud them wherever they are. These guys have been leading already, like Tom and Claire, for a while, and doing a superb job, and really excited about this new season we're in, so brilliant. Richard and Jack Spear have moved to North Hove, where the action really is, where me and my wife live anyway. So Richard and Jack are picking up small groups in that area and running with the vision for North Hove. So fantastic to have you here as well. Oh, sorry, I mentioned Toby and Nina. I just realised I missed something out. The reason I mentioned about what Toby and Nina was doing was because, having moved on from leading the Round Hill, that leaves the gap. We've asked Simon Field to step into that role. Yeah! So, where's Simon? Sorry, Simon. Yeah. Excellent. And, finally, for the morning service, two zones that are... different hitting demographics rather than geographic areas. New Horizons, which Rick and Carol Mark are leading, so fantastic. And Mitra and Brian with the deaf community, Mitra Hajevi and Brian Lynch, the deaf community, which is, you might think, well, is that a zone? Is that, what is that? Well, what it is it's actually a bit of a mission field. And we've seen a lot of people added to the church from that community. And we just want to say, look, let's go for it. Let's keep reaching out to the area. These guys have got a real gift with that community, a real heart to see that community reached and faith for it. And we just said, okay, well, we'll get behind you. We'll oversee that. And we'll encourage you to be kind of chief missionaries into that community of the city. And that's part of our AM service here at New England Sites. So can we applaud them as well? So within the New England Morning Service, I've already mentioned Matt and Catherine, and Matt's role will be, as I said earlier, he'll be kind of pastoral support. I'm leading the site still, but Matt especially will become more and more of a kind of central linchpin pastorally in the mornings. And alongside him, Pete and Jack Jarvis as well. Steve and Jane Horn, Stephen and Rosie Wolford as well, are involved in oversight of New England pastoring. But the Jarvises and the Carvels on a week-by-week, regular basis, being here as strong elders to watch my back, as well as look after these zone leaders and oversee them pastorally. So thanks to the Carvels and to the Jarvises as well. I think we should keep applauding all these people, mainly because they're so brilliant, but also because they're quite touchy. If you don't applaud them, Matt Carvel and Pete Jarvis, they get quite aggressive, violent. They can be very volatile and unpredictable. So, okay, PM. I want to talk about Jacob Fortescue for a moment. So Jake and Mary have been running with the undergrad zone for a while and doing a good job with them. They're going to carry on leading that with the good team that they have there. We've also asked Jake to join me and Simon Brading in kind of running the evening service from a kind of an air war point of view as well. And Jake will be overseeing the service from a ground war point of view. So I'll mention some other kind of zones. In a sense, they're kind of fledgling. That's the word that Phil Turner likes to use. They're not big zones. They're smaller communities, but we have hope for them to all grow. So I'll mention these. I'll tell you what, I'm going to go through them quick because I run out of time, so you can applaud at the end. John and Jackie and Zaki with the postgraduate zone. Jonathan and Hannah with the Chinese and the Bellabies zone. So these are two communities that are growing and being led by people who want to reach out to particular demographics. Postgrads, pretty much mostly international students. John and Jackie have got a real heart for them, have done a good job of gathering them anyway so far. And Toby and Nina with the evening youth I've already mentioned. Jonathan and Hannah, they have done a good job of reaching out to Chinese students and people at the language schools. Really successful at gathering people from that kind of background. And we're just saying, look, let's see that as a zone, gather them into small groups. We'll help you do the 3Ms in those communities. And Jake will oversee it under Phil's oversight in terms of the ground war. Christian and Annika Finer with Central Zone for the evening. So that will be a similar kind of geographic area, I suppose, to Johan and Amy. And in many ways, probably quite a similar demographic, possibly younger people, possibly more singles. But I'm sure it will be a bit messier than that with singles going in the morning as well and marrieds coming in the evening, whatever. But that's their focus. So there you have it. Those are the people that will be running with zone leadership responsibility for the evening service. I'm nearly getting to the end of this, but a few more things to mention. In the evening, just as we have pastoral oversight for all these zone leaders, supporting them, we've asked Alan Preston, Alan and Marianne to be involved in the evening. That's good in so many ways. Alan's got a great relationship with Jacob. It's a good fit, and he's had a lot of experience overseeing small groups in this central part of the city as well. So Alan and Marianne will be the kind of pastoral support to the evening service, as well as from a distance, if you like, the Horns, others, myself, the Wolfords, and so on. That's the evening and the morning taken care of in terms of those roles. I think we're getting close to the point where I'm ready to get us all to stand and pray for these guys. It could be so good to lay hands on them, commission them, and encourage them in every way that we can into these important responsibilities. The way that these guys will function is going to be, I don't need to go into the detail of it, but there'll be zone leaders meetings, there'll be various ways in which they connect to do the pastoral work, to talk about what's going on amongst people who need special pastoring and support and looking out for people. So there'll be regular meetings that especially Steve Horn would be involved in overseeing, helping. There's also meetings that would be more to do with the practical advance on in terms of the three M's that Phil would be gathering people for. So regular times when zone leaders would get with Phil would be saying, how are we doing on these various objectives before us, mission, message, multiplication, and helping guys to keep doing well in those areas. And that's really how we want to cover these people. Someone said to me during the break, how do we actually, you haven't mentioned covering. I guess we don't all use the same language. I guess you could say that's kind of what I mean by accountability. But basically, we want people to feel that they've got support, oversight, and eldership support for sure. Elders having their back, especially in terms of the pastoring of the flock and coaching and training from Phil Turner in terms of the progress of the ground war. And all these things are going to take a few weeks, as I say. We've got a lot of time. We've got a teaching series that's relevant to all this, the 3M stuff. We've got a gathering, another one of the leadership focus gatherings happening very, very, very soon. We have time. We have time before September when things will be a little bit more ironclad. And lots of information. So I'm giving you loads of news. For some of you, it's a bit like that kind of affects me, but not loads. For others of you, it's like a bit of a time bomb. It's like, oh gosh, that's huge. That's going to change my whole church life for a while. There's time to process it, time for us to get ready and get used to the next season. And we'll be, as I say, relaunching more officially in September. But what I want to say to you, zone leaders, be tenacious, be courageous, go for it and lead your hearts out. I want to say the same to small group leaders, really. I want to keep reminding you that the fields are white unto harvest. And I want to say as well to all of us, if you're thinking, well, what's the next step for me? Some of you, for example, will be small group leaders thinking, how do I apply this? What do I do next? I would say start the conversation. Start talking to the zone leader that you, from what I just said, most obviously applies to you. And talk about where you fit. Pray about it. Think about which service you know that you need to be getting stuck right into. And talk to zone leaders who've been named and pray about what they talk to you about. It could well be that you... you'll have some key conversations and that you'll start to feel a vision for a particular service and a particular way of serving. I guess it would be good for us to pray for these guys, though. Can we do that? Why don't we ask them to stand? The ones I've just named, can we just do that now?